this music's not very scary. And maybe the ballet itself is not that scary. This is something we're going to kind of find out a little bit. We have with us Denise Gula from the Ohio Dance Theater. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. It's great to be here, as always.
Thank you for coming in.
Love it.
We always enjoy chatting with you. And I know when we were in Oberlin at the Oberlin Inn, spotlighting the community there, we were talking with you about what's coming up in your dance season. And one of the things that we wanted to get you back on to talk about is the original Dracula Ballet.
Yes.
Now, take us back to the concept or the idea. Dracula, it's a story that many people know or maybe don't know the whole story or the origin of the story. But at this time of the Halloween, we think of, you know, anywhere from sort of the Bela Lugosi vampire kind of thing to maybe something a little bit more romantic and gothic in that way. What's your take on the story of Dracula, and how'd you come about to put this in a ballet form?
Well, a lot of professional ballet companies do a version of Dracula at this time of year, and I've wanted to do one for about 5 years now. So that in itself is not a new concept to us. But unlike a ballet like the Nutcracker or Cinderella Ballet or Midsummer Night's Dream Ballet, there isn't already a set standard synopsis, music, etc. So it really is still creating an original ballet from the ground up, from music to choreography to concept to sets, props, etc. So that being said, the challenge was to decide what story I felt I could tell on the stage and had to work backwards from there. So I did a lot of research, and of course the Bram Stoker novel is the one that so many people are familiar with, but everyone pretty much agrees that the origin of that character, Dracula, comes from a Count of Valencia. And Count Valencia was known, as nicknamed Vlad the Impaler, because he was fond of torturing his victims and spearing them and leaving them in agony, hanging for days. He also was known to drink their blood. So that is really where the character Dracula evolves from. So there are lots of versions, but in our version, and I had to write the libretto or the synopsis, so we had an outline of what story we were going to tell. So we start in a gothic time where we show how he became Dracula. And of course, Val was the son of Dracul. So there's where the name Dracula derives from. And he was was betrothed to marry the daughter of the king of Romania, his family ruled Transylvania. So though there's where Transylvania and the blood and all of that derives from. So from there, we just start the story with showing that he's betrothed to Elhamina. So Mina is part of that name, Elhamina. He's betrothed to her, and he thinks that he's madly in love with her, and he thinks that she will save his soul, because he knows he's really not a very nice person. I wouldn't you say, Bruce, if you're impaling people?
Yes, as nicknames go, the impaler is not a... Not a bad
yeah,
one.
Your time wrestler.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, it sure does.
So he's betrothed to her, and he thinks she's going to save his soul, and she loves him, and they're soulmates, but she tries to tell him, I have this dark secret, because she has this blood disease. And the blood disease is, for whatever reason, of course, you know, you have to take some theatrical license here, for whatever reason, it causes her to infect everyone by biting them. And so she resists and doesn't want to infect him because she loves him, but in the end she does. And assassins come in and kill her because, of course, her entire family is biting everybody. And so they kill her, they spear her, and they kill her. And he's left to never die without his soulmate. And he's in agony. And that's where we start the story. And then, and of course, that's very gothic and it's very passionate and so on. So now we come to the 1910s, 1920s, where the Bram Stoker novel takes place, the time frame of that. And when he sees Mina, he is strangely drawn to her. It's the same dancer playing that role. Is she reincarnated? Does she just look like her? Who knows? But he feels this connection to her, and he, of course, is going to bite her, but he also really, truly, truly loves her. And he thinks in the end that her love will save him, as he would have saved her if he could, if they had not encaged him. But she just, you know, like most women, says, hey, see you around, and is okay with him being killed in the end.
Well, there's a whole lot in there.
Well, you know what? And that was the challenge. There's a whole lot more. I mean, I don't know if you've ever read the novel, but, oh, it is really convoluted. And so, you know, it was really difficult to decide, how do you scale this down? How do you present it in an hour and a half? What, you know, what will the arc be that will make sense? And what pieces can you do without and still tell the story?
Now, once you kind of got that storyline down and you were able to understand how it was going to go, how fun was it to come up with the dance to display that as well as the music that accompanies?
Well, that is the fun part, of course. I mean, that's, when you write a ballet, as with anything, if you've got your outline and you've got your story, then, and you've figured out, you know, how does the set work, how are you going to accomplish these illusions on the stage, then the easy part is just to put the choreography in and tell the story. So, yeah, that's, and the costumes have been fun, too, because I've done a number of the costumes. So, the costume concept was fun also.
Now, how do you take your costumes? I mean, you have a whole kind of visual of whatever Dracula.
Yeah, my brain is like this thing exploding all the time. So how do I do what with the costumes?
Well, come up to decide how much or how little or how, you know, to put into it. I can see from the card that you give me here, red plays an important part in some of that, but it's...
Yeah, it does, because traditionally Dracula, of course, there is the red. But we are doing it more with some effects, some lighting effects and so on. We're not getting...
You have a smoke machine?
Yes, oh, okay. Definitely. Of course, we have a smoke machine.
Well, everybody, at Halloween, everybody has a smoke machine. My neighborhood has a smoke
machine
going on.
Exactly, yeah. We're using images. We're using DVD images on the screen. That's the part that's always the scariest, because you're not going to know what that looks like until you see it on the stage, and you see it, you know, like 30 seconds before anybody else sees it. So that's always scary, because you don't know what you're going to get until it's right there in front of you. So there's that. And the costumes are fun, because there's gypsies and you know, there's wolves howling and there's people screaming and there's people having heads chopped off and being impaled.
Well, you mentioned about the two elite characters in here. Is there more? How many people are in this performance?
Well, there's Dracula, of course, and he's danced by Kyle Primus, and a lot of people in your audiences know Kyle because he's done a lot for me, and he's also a musician and a front singer for a band, and he's an actor, and so he's pretty well known all throughout the Cleveland and surrounding areas. He's Dracula. Then there is the character of Mina, who is derived from Elamina. There's Lucy, and then there is Harker, Jonathan Harker, who's engaged to Mina. Then the suitors and Dr. Van Helsing. So those are, then we have undead maidens, we have brides of Dracula, and gypsies, monks, assassins, and various and sundry other.
Now, is this Dr. Van Helsing, is he actually dancing, or does he just kind of lumber onto the stage and, you know,
no, actually, he is a dancer, and in our case, he is sort of one of the suitors.
Okay. So this is Dracula. It's going on in November 2nd and 3rd at the Stocker Arts Center. The Ohio Dance Theater is presenting this, but you've kind of used the fact that Dracula coming at this time. We talk about how Dracula, what does he do? He bites your neck, sucks your blood. And this is kind of a way to, you know, work in an organization that needs blood, and
that's
would be
right.
The
LifeShare Blood Services, exactly. You know, again, the coupling of this with a community event like that is, you know, is obviously, as you know, we're always pretty community-based in so many of the things that we do. So it really made sense for us to do that. So we have the Drip for Dracula blood drive. But the great thing about the blood drive is you don't just give your blood, you get something back. So if you go to the blood drive tomorrow, which is the Thursday, the 25th, at Chestnut Commons, Cleveland Clinic at Chestnut Commons in Elyria, donate your blood, and you will get a little goodie bag that contains a $10 coupon for a sandwich at Reuben's. And you will get some plastic fangs, which everybody needs, of course. And also you will get a coupon for a free ticket to attend our performance of Dracula. And you will then be entered in to win a goodie bag of Dracula label wine, which was donated by Heidelberg Beverages, and two wine glasses and some fangs and a plastic black bat, which you can then hang for Halloween at your door. And a cookie, a cookie with the photograph of Dracula on it.
Great package.
Yeah, it's fun.
In which you can get fun. It's fun yet.
Yeah.
Boy, exactly. Yeah. Then I'm gonna say you take a bite out of it.
Yeah,
and
a couple of the dancers will be at the blood drive between 12 and 1, and so you can meet a couple of the dancers as well.
I'm wondering if Kyle will show up in his cape. He's got a big.
He is going to show up in his
Bruce,
cape.
Bruce, have you seen this cape? I want one of these capes.
He will definitely be in the cape. He will definitely be in the cape.
That is that cape like that. Yeah. That is a cape.
It's a fabulous cape. It's heavy. It's very heavy.
Now, that cape, is that something that you've had on the shelf somewhere?
Yes.
Or, okay.
In fact, that cape was originally built as a Dracula cape many, many years ago, not for us. And it was part of our costume stock that we inherited. So we use that cape.
It's not much smaller than the curtain you have at the Stocker Center.
No, it's not. It's pretty much very close to that
look
size.
How huge that is. That's pretty big.
And we have staircases that move. We have set pieces. We have beds that turn into caskets. All kinds of fun things happening on the stage.
Wow. Is it really fun to do something like a ballet like this, because it really kind of takes ballet to sort of a different level, or allows you to kind of be whimsical and kind of
it really is
drama.
You know, I have, Bruce, a really strong theater background. I did a lot of theater when I was younger and in my early adult life, and worked in theater and musical theater and directed plays and in choreographed for musical theater, of course. So that's part of what I bring to what we do. So when we do something like this, then I sort of go back to my theater days in terms of telling a story and, you know, putting something on stage in a play-like form, only we just do it dancing.
It is Dracula, November 2nd and 3rd at Stocker Arts Center, and Denise has been nice to give us some tickets to be giving away, which we will do in the coming days ahead. The Ohio Dance Theater presents it. It's the Stocker Arts Center. They can get, I guess, call the Stocker
Box Office at
366-4040. 366-4040. And don't forget tomorrow from 10 to 4 at the Cleveland Clinic Elyria location at Chestnut Commons, the Drip for Dracula. A chance for you to donate blood, get some things in return, and kind of be a big part of this fun festival event.
And let me just say that with Life Blood Share, if you donate blood from Lorain County, that blood stays in Lorain County. Any blood that you give to them comes back to our community.
We've talked with them many times about how they use that blood and how it's important, and as many times, and we haven't had a call out yet recently about whether there's a shortage of anything, but many times throughout the year, they're always in need, so they can always use all types of blood. The Drip for Dracula again tomorrow from 10 to 4 at the Cleveland Clinic location at Chestnut Commons, and the Dracula performance at the Stocker Arts Center coming up November 2nd and 3rd.